What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
On the show today, I'm pumped to welcome Hallie Sherman, who is a speech language pathologist. Hallie works full time in the public school system in New York. And for the past 8 years, she's also been selling digital resources for other busy speech language pathologists. Hallie's actually one of my Accelerator Mastermind members, and she's just crushing it in her business. She goes about things the right way. She's got the best attitude, and she also paid for her investment in Accelerator within the first 3 weeks of the program. How cool is that? Hallie's story and how she's built her business is one that I think so many of you are going to be able to relate to and be able to learn from, which is exactly why I invited her to come on the podcast today. Let's dive into it.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast, The Art of Paid Traffic here. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Really appreciate it. Whatever you're up to right now, hope all is going well. I'm your host, Rick Mulready, and I'm here to help online experts grow and scale your business so that you can reach and help more people, so that you can amplify your impact. And when you do all those things, my friends, not only do you get to increase your revenue in your business, but you and your audience get to have better lives in the process. So my guest today is Hallie Sherman, and Hallie is a speech language pathologist. She works full time as a speech language pathologist in the New York public school system. She also has a thriving online business where she teaches other busy speech language pathologists. And also, she's got a family with a couple of young kids. So Hallie's got a lot going on. She began selling her digital resources on Teachers Pay Teachers back in 2012. And she's now also created her own mini courses to sell on her own website. And these mini courses range from like $30 for one to about $75 for a bundle. You're going to hear all about that here today. And we're also going to discuss and dive into how Hallie made the transition from what she was doing as a hobby to a true online business. She gets into and breaks down how she built her email list, which she now has over 15,000 subscribers. She talks about her process of learning how to run paid ads to lead magnets to build that email list. We get into her most recent launch, which was her first ever course launch, and she generated five figures in revenue in that first launch. In that first launch, she had a wait list of 600 people, and those 600 people didn't really even know what they were getting on the wait list for, but she was like, guys, I have something amazing coming out. Who wants to be the first to know? And so we break that down today. We talk about what Hallie considers her strengths are and how she uses her strengths to overcome imposter syndrome. You know, who am I to be teaching this kind of stuff? Something that I think so many of you can relate to. I've certainly dealt with that and still deal with that to some extent here today, even after almost 6 years in business now. We talk about how she leverages her Instagram following of 15,000 people and how she uses that to position herself as the go-to person in her industry. And then we also talk quite a bit about what Hallie's team looks like now, and the exercise that I gave her that will help her decide what roles to hire for next. She's at a point in her business where she needs more help. She needs to be able to remove herself from the business a little bit more without compromising the growth of the business. And so that's a big focus for Hallie right now. And we talk quite a bit about that today, and also something that am working with her on the she's in the Accelerator Mastermind. So we dive into a whole lot here today. Now, before we dive into it with Hallie, there are 15 spots now open for my Accelerator Mastermind, which runs from October 2019 and ends in March 2020. This is a new Accelerator Mastermind group. So if you're an online expert, in other words, you're an online educator, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, etc., this is your opportunity to inject coaching, support, and accountability to finish off 2019 with a bang and to roll into 2020 with some big time momentum. If you've already achieved a certain level of success in your business, but you're now spinning your wheels to take your business to the next level, maybe that's six figures, maybe that's seven figures, you very likely do not need another course or to read more books. So if you're ready for coaching, support, and accountability in taking your online expert business to that next level, again, then my 6-month Accelerator Mastermind may be for you. So to learn more and schedule a free strategy session with me to find out if you might be a fit for the next 6-month Accelerator Mastermind, which kicks off in October, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, without further ado, let's go hang out with Hallie Sherman. Hallie, welcome to the podcast. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Are you super nervous to be on the show?
A little bit. That's okay. It's weird because I listen to your podcast so regularly that it's weird that I'm going to eventually then hear myself.
It's amazing that you're on the show.
Thank
you. Weird. Not weird.
Thank you.
So as we get into it here, there's a lot I want to dive into. You're a member of my Accelerator Mastermind. You have crushed it the first month. I mean, we're recording this at the end of July. We just kicked off on July 1st. And I mean, you're already, I think, surpassing what you thought was possible out of the gates here. And so I want to kind of dive into that and break it all down for people, because I think this is something that a lot of listeners of the show here can really relate to and also learn a ton from. And so before we get into that, why don't you share with everyone who you are, what you're up to, what your background is, and what you're currently doing now in your business?
Sure. So I am a speech language pathologist. I work full time in the public school setting in New York, if you can't tell from my thick New York accent. But on the side, I also sell, for the last 8 years, I've been selling digital resources for speech language pathologists on a website called Teachers Pay Teachers. And on top of that, I've also started diving into professional development. So I like to help busy speech language pathologists realize that they can use what they have and make therapy planning super easy and benefit their students without having to laminate a ton and do a ton of prep and have to have beautifully crafted therapy lessons each and every session. And I've been presenting around the country. I have my own event called the Speech Retreat, which I'm actually in Houston right now for. But I can only do so much traveling. So that's what brought me to you. And I decided to dive into online courses as well to add that to my offerings, because people said, hey, I live here. You're not coming here. How can I get to see you speak? So now I launched 2 weeks ago on mini online courses. So basically it's like bite-sized professional development for speech language pathologists that don't have enough time to go to a 6-hour workshop or don't want to be sitting through a 1-hour webinar even. They can sit through 20-minute increments of my content and realize that they can use what they have to benefit their students.
So, okay, I want to unpack that because
that was a lot, but
so you're a full-time speech language pathologist in the public schools in New York.
Yes.
So that's what, 7 to 4 hours? I'm just thinking
yes.
Somewhere around there?
Around there. I leave my house at 7. I come home around 4 every day.
Okay. Yes. Okay. good guess then. And you have a family.
Yes, I have 2 young daughters, a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Okay, so all right. So I'm just taking a bunch of notes here. So you have two young kids, full-time job. You're selling resources on Teachers Pay Teachers. How long did you say you've been doing that?
Since 2012.
Okay, since 2012. And what kind of resources are those? Because Teachers Pay Teachers tends to be on, smaller lessons somewhere in the $5 to $15-ish range.
Mine tends to be from like the $3 to $10 range, I tend to sell resources for those speech language pathologists that need something quick. I need a quick idea. I need to motivate my students. I need something now. So I started that. When I first started, there was nothing for speech language pathologists on there. I actually started with a blog. I didn't even start selling right away. I realized when Pinterest started out there, there was nothing on there for speech language pathologists. So I started a blog. I created mine on Blogger. I had no idea what I was doing. It was a little hobby I did at night while watching like reality TV shows. And then I realized if I sold, I tried selling things, and like the first day I had a sale. I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. So I helped someone and they helped me, and it was a nice like little exchange there. So I started realizing that I had a niche, and there was nothing especially for speech language pathologists working with older students. So on top of that, I had that expertise, plus the, if I don't have time to sit and laminate and Velcro and all that crazy stuff, there's got to be other people like me that wants to still have fun with their students, but don't have time to do all that prep. So that's my resources. Mine are like quick PDF downloads. They can just print and go, maybe do some cutting and gluing, benefit their students. That's really what I'm selling on Teach to Pay Teachers.
Where does that entrepreneurial mindset come from? Because most, you know, teachers don't think like that, right? Where does that come from for you? Because you just said, you're like, if I was having this sort of challenge in, you know, I don't have time to do this and this and this, I'm guessing that there are other teachers out there who are experiencing the same kind of thing. So I want to create something to help them.
Well, I started out, it really, really was a hobby. I didn't really expect to make money off of it. It was really more of like a confidence booster. You know, in the teaching world, no one's patting you on the back saying great job. I didn't know where it was going to go. I didn't know anything about online marketing. I didn't know anything about blogging. I didn't know anything about anything. So I had to really learn it all myself and through trial and error and Google and podcasts. it really took 3 years where I was really a hobby, and it was extra great money coming in on the side that, you know, was at that point when I started, I, you know, didn't have any children. So it was something that just kept me busy. While I was busy, I was also hopping from like leave replacement jobs, and I didn't have a secure job, and I wanted that validation that like, hey, I am good. Yeah. And now I am, you know, I've been in my district now for 10 years. So this is, you know, now long past, but it really all just fell into my lap. And I realized based on speaking to my audience that I was helping someone. I just had to keep on going.
So when you started to get that momentum on Teachers Pay Teachers, you said you made your first sale. Was that on Teachers Pay Teachers, or was that from your blog?
On Teachers Pay Teachers.
Okay, cool. And now you start to get some momentum there. Now, you've done very well revenue-wise.
Yes.
Are you comfortable sharing what kind of revenue you're doing on Teachers Pay Teachers?
You've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But how do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals, you know, that reason that you started the business in the first place? Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? Me and about 30 other expert trainees or trainers, sorry, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free. The Platform and Profit Virtual Summit, it's a 3-day free, 100% free summit, and it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
I will say I made several milestones on Teachers Pay Teachers.
Okay, cool. And so at what
point, you know.
No, I like that because I just want to give some perspective because some people would say, well, I'm doing really well on that. I can just keep doing that. Mm-hmm. I have a full-time job. I have two kids at home. I have a family. And now I'm selling on a platform and I'm creating good revenue for this. This is enough for me. But you have gone on to want to create other professional development in addition to those things, and you're doing live events and speaking and so forth. What brought you to wanting to add that extra layer of adding in the professional development?
So randomly a couple of years ago, I applied to present at my national speech convention and I got selected with two other speech bloggers, and getting up there, you know, at this high, you know, prestigious event, being able to be selected to do this was a pretty big honor.
Sure.
And of course because they don't really recognize the speech bloggers as much as they should, they threw us at this, the last session of the entire conference. It was like the Saturday at like 4:00, like everyone was long gone, but we still filled the entire room.
That's awesome.
And people hung around and waited and stayed for our session, and afterwards came over to us and said, this was the most valuable session we went to the entire conference.
Wow. Okay.
And that just gave me that fire to just keep. I was like, I need to do this more. How can I get in front of my audience and help them more and be present? I can't just be a blog behind a computer screen, a face on Instagram. I need to be where they are. And so I started presenting at just various associations around my area. I've actually been flown out to like Arizona and other states to present in their state associations. I've done webinars for random districts. I did a webinar for a district in Alaska. So just different opportunities started coming my way because I made myself available to do professional development. But I can only do so much traveling when I have young family and I work full time. So that's where that roadblock hit. So
you are still, you're still seeing that there's more that you can do. There's more you can offer and there's more people that you can help. You're successful on Teachers Pay Teachers. Again, going back to, you got a full-time job, young family, you're doing well on Teachers Pay Teachers, but you're still like, you know what? I can do more. I can help more people with this. And so why not start to look into creating an online course or online courses? And you said that you're creating mini courses. Now, I want to dive into that because you recently wrapped up a launch where you did really well with that. But I want to, before we get to that, how did you begin building your list? How did you start growing your list? And, you know, you keep saying, get in front of the teachers that I can help. How did you begin to do that in growing your list?
Well, funny enough, I didn't start my list till maybe 4 years into the business. Cause like I said, I had no idea anything about anything. Yes, I had a Facebook following and an Instagram following and a blog. I started with a blog following. People were, you know, constantly finding my blogs on Pinterest and things like that. So people kept coming to my blogs, but I had no idea what a lead magnet was, or I think I had maybe like a subscribe to my blog kind of thing on there. I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah.
But eventually I learned, and I found out what a lead magnet was, and I got a web designer to make sure that I had everything, you know, up and running. So about 4 years ago, I started creating a list of, you know, I just offered some free downloads on my website and said, hey, for exchange for a free download, get on my list. And I started nurturing my list, and I send emails out every week to, you know, hey, I know you guys are stressed out. Here's another freebie. Or I know that it's time probably for parent teacher conferences. Here are some tips for how a speech language pathologist can assist a teacher, you know, in their realm or whatever. So I just constantly was just nurturing the list and growing it and doing ads to my lead magnets. And I started getting more strategic on my lead magnets and segmenting and all that fun stuff as I started learning more about it. But I've been growing my list now since 2015-ish. Okay. So it's been growing over time slowly and gradually as I've learned more about how to grow it. And now it's a little bit more segmented and all that fun stuff. So I know exactly who's coming in and why and what they're interested in.
Yeah.
So, but then with the courses, I did create a, I came up with the course idea because people kept saying, hey, is that recorded? Will I be able to see that? And I said, I can record my own version of it.
Is what recorded?
Like when I was doing a presentation at whatever district, I would mention it on Instagram mainly so that people could think to hire me.
Yep.
And people would say, hey, I can't go to that and my district won't hire you, but are you recording that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made me realize, maybe there's something I can do.
Yeah, gotcha.
So okay. I kept, you know, I had the email list. I had this social media following and a blog following. Mm-hmm. I asked them, is this something you guys would be interested in? And I did some polls and Survey Monkeys and all that stuff on my, you know, to my emails list. And they were all interested. So
I love that you do that because I want to start to break that down there. Now, you 4 years ago, you started building your list. You mentioned Pinterest. You mentioned you're getting traffic to your blog anyway, and you put some lead magnets on your blog there. Mm-hmm. You also mentioned you started running ads to your lead magnets as well.
Yeah. Yes.
How did you decide what your lead magnets were going to be? What you were going to test?
Well, I started out as just doing any, I took some freebies that were on my Teachers Pay Teacher store and put it on my blog and said, let's, instead of getting it there, get it here. And then I realized, okay, now I have some, people are knowing, coming to me for X, Y, Z materials. What do they need in order to know how to use those resources? So a lot of them didn't know where to start when it came to working with that goal for their students. Okay. So I gave them a resource that will help them figure out where to start. And then once they know where to go with that student, now they can go buy from me the resource at that level.
Gotcha.
That okay. makes sense. In a speech, I'm trying to speech terms, but not speech terms here.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, that's the key here, right? Is you are your target audience. Like, you know what fellow speech pathologists need. And so you're just providing it. In a logical way for them. And you understand their pain points and challenges and teaching, you know, XYZ. You're like, all right, I want to provide stuff that's going to help them get their student or how to teach whatever it is to whatever the, you know, the completion or the goal is there. I love it. During any of this, one thing that just came up for me, and I've never asked you this before. Have you ever felt like, because, and I'm asking you this because I have felt this in years when I first started out. Now, you've been doing this a long time, so I'm just curious. And I also hear this from a lot of people as well. When doubt starts to creep into what they're doing, have you ever felt like, who am I to be teaching this stuff?
Oh,
who am
all the
I
time.
Doing a course? Or I truly don't know the answer. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, all the time. And then I realized, you know, yes, I might not be a professor. Mm-hmm. I might not be the most skilled and I might not be the best speech language pathologist ever, but I have something that someone else doesn't have. I have the ability to create a quick lesson. I plan on the fly really quickly and I can easily come up with an idea and my students are engaged and they're making progress and I can help someone else do that too. Like coming up with a digital resource to put on Teachers Pay Teachers, it doesn't take me that long.
Yeah.
Where someone else can be sitting there with a pen and paper or staring in front of the computer for hours or days, I can save them that time because it doesn't take me that long. So yes, I might not be, and that's why, like, especially when I started doing professional development, like I said, my national association doesn't like to pick the bloggers to present. I don't even know why they picked us that time because they don't see the relevance, but the audience does.
Yeah.
They want people in the trenches to learn from.
You're more relatable to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love it. Definitely. Now, you also said you started running ads to your lead magnets. Kind of going back to that. How did you learn how to do that? How did you And, if, and I'm not asking you like, oh, I learned from you, Rick. Did you just...
I listened to your podcast.
Was this, like, was this just like everything else? Like you're just teaching yourself?
Teaching myself, listening to podcasts, Googling, yeah. YouTube videos. Did I do it right? I don't know, but it grew my list.
Yeah.
So it must have, it might not have been the best ad or the best...
But you were learning. You jumped in.
I was learning. It worked. I saw, yes, they took my money, but it seemed to grow my list. So I kept doing it.
Love it. Love it. Now, how big is your list now?
It might be over 15,000.
15,000. Now, and you, so I want, now I want to kind of get into your, you know, your, obviously again, your Teachers Pay Teachers resources are doing really well. Now you mentioned that you're serving your audience, you're listening to them. This is something that I talk a lot about is just listen to your audience. You know, what are they asking for? What kind of challenges are they having? What do they need right now? What do they want? And where does this, and you get to decide where this fits into what you're able to provide and what you want to provide and create. And you're starting to get questions about, hey, is there a recording of such and such presentation that you did or you know, speaking or a speech that you gave? And now you're like, all right, cool, there's more to this. And you're surveying them and they're saying, yes, I want this stuff. You also said that you began segmenting them on your list, positioning yourself to launch these courses. Tell us a little bit about that. Break that down and kind of how you did that.
So I have segments based on like the different lead magnets they subscribe through. It's basically, you know, as a speech language pathologist, our caseloads can be, you know, crazy big and different needs. Like you might have a student needing XYZ 1 year, but you might not have that student on your caseload the next year. So I needed to know exactly, I didn't want to feed them everything. Yeah. I wanted to give them what they actually needed. So based on the lead magnet they came into, that was the skill that they are looking for. And I fed them emails based on that need. On top of that, I did create a separate email list or segment for people interested in professional development and when I launched a course. So basically I just sent an email to my entire list saying, hey, if you're interested, take the survey. And when they click there, I tag them in interested in professional development. So all those people got segmented into that realm because they were interested. And on top of it, they took the survey. So I got information from them of what they were looking for. What topics did they want? What did they not want? You know, when did they want it launched? All that kind of stuff. So
I love it. And you're doing this pretty much all by yourself.
Yes.
So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into the team stuff here shortly. So you've surveyed them when they segmented themselves or when you tag them. Is this your waiting list?
No.
Or do you have something completely separate for that?
Completely separate, which I think they both have the same tag of interested in PD.
Yeah.
But I came up, I made a Kajabi wait list page because you said, you're like, why don't you just launch it already? I'm like, you're like, launch it to your list. I'm like, I have nothing to offer yet. I have no idea what I'm coming up with.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I came up with just a waitlist page saying, hey, and I just built a ton of hype on it. And I said, hey, I'm working on something behind the scenes. I have no idea when it's going to launch, but I know you guys would love it. So sign up. And 600 people
signed up for the waitlist. Not like they didn't purchase. They just signed up for the waitlist.
They signed up for, they had no idea what they were signing up for, but I didn't offer them a freebie in exchange. I just said, sign up to be the first to know. There might be a benefit in being the first to know. I didn't even know what the benefit would be. I don't even think there was a benefit.
Like the key there though, is you took action.
Yes.
And you're like, all right, I have no idea if this is going to work or not, but let's try this out. Let's see if this is going to work.
Yes. And then the fact that people kept signing up for the wait list, I'm like, I got to get these courses done. Yeah. I have to come up with something to sell to them.
So, okay. So now take us to that process. You get 600 people on your wait list. You have a really good, by the way, Instagram following as well. How many followers on Instagram do you have?
25,000.
And so how have you built that? Because I know you leverage that as well for these mini courses too.
Just providing tons of value and listening to them and being, I like to be just approachable. Mm-hmm. That's like my shtick on Instagram is I'm going to just give you a ton of value and tips and keep coming back because you have no idea what I'm going to give you. And I'm not just constantly trying to just sell. It's all just tons of value. And I utilize stories and I try to just engage and I'm constantly, you know, communicating with my audience in the just, you know, DMs or whatever. Constantly listening to them, but also being, they know they can approach me because I'm going to respond to them.
Gotcha.
And help them.
You're just being genuine. Mm-hmm. I think that's the kind of the key thing here, being authentic you're showing up from the right place, from a being helpful standpoint, and you're showing a personal side of you so they get to learn more about you, and you've positioned yourself as the go-to expert here, which I love.
Yeah, so and I used it, you know, Instagram stories. Like I asked them along the way, like, hey, I'm working on this thing. What do you guys want? And it built the hype, and they kept signing up for the wait list, but they also helped me create it. So it was, really was what they wanted, but I utilized social media to do it.
Love it. I love it. So you got 600 people on the wait list here. You haven't even created it yet. They don't even know what they're getting on the wait list for.
No.
And so now what? You're like, all right, cool. People want this. So people are raising their hand. Well, they want whatever I built the hype for. So what's the next step for you in this process?
I had to create something.
But you are.
And I was still working full time. Like I was like, I need summer to arrive. I need to like have some time to, you know, sit down and buckle down and with no kids climbing on top of me and record something.
You did have an idea though of what kind of topics you want to cover in, and I'm going to say courses because you created multiple courses, right?
Yes.
You had an idea of what you want to teach. Is that right?
I basically started with topics that I've already presented, like various webinars and presentations. I was like, why am I going to reinvent the wheel here? They wanted the recording of what I did somewhere else. I'm going to start with that. I just wanted something different than what was already out there and available to my audience. And I wanted to be true to my brand, which was something quick and easy to get through. Quick ideas. That's what they watch my Instagram stories for. That's why they go to my blog. That's why they're buying my resources. I needed to be true to myself and my brand.
So when you, all right, you're like, all right, I picked, you know, and you picked three topics, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yep, because that was what Kajabi allowed me to do for the price that I paid.
Okay. Love it. So you picked three topics. Did you create the course before selling it? Or did you just outline it first? I think we talked about that.
Yes.
Because I recommended not doing that. And you're like, look, I'm going to put this out there anyway. I know I'm going to sell it. So I'm just going to go for it.
So I put out there the three courses with the contingency out there, like I'm going to add more to it. So you can buy individually one of the three courses, say like you have no interest in one topic, you can buy just the one topic that you need right at the moment, or you can buy them as a bundle, save some money. And when I add more courses, you will have access to it automatically.
Okay. I don't think I remember that. So we're going to dive into that in a second here. All right. So you create the courses, take us through really quickly, like what would that creation process was like for you? Now with you, you like, boom, I got a topic. I'm just going to bang this out. And you have a course I know in like a matter of a couple of days from like start to finish. Like you take action on it. I love it. What is that process like?
Well, keep in mind, I had the course, the presentation's done. So all I had to do was just reformat it to, you know, like instead of having a 1 hour webinar presentation, I broke it up into like five modules of like 10 minutes long.
But don't like a lot of people overcomplicate that, right? So don't like, I want to acknowledge you for doing that and thinking like, all right, you know what? I don't have to reinvent the wheel here. I have this piece of content. I can just break it up into, you know, bite-sized chunks here that is true to my brand. And this is how I offer content. So don't.
And that's how I roll. I work under impulse and, you know, when a little bit of availability I have, like kids go to bed at 8 o'clock from 8 to 10, I'm going to just knock out some. I'm going to take this webinar, this presentation. How can I divide it up? Yep. And I did it. And then I just had to record it and throw in some digital resources as a bonus, throw up a Kajabi site page. I had no idea what I was doing.
Well, you were obviously really successful with it. So you created three courses.
Yeah.
There, you call it mini courses. So like how long would it take for someone to go through one of the courses?
Only an hour.
Okay, cool.
So I wanted it to be bite size and easy to get through. And also speech language pathologists need professional development. Yeah. So I asked them, I go, do you guys want a 1 hour course or a 2 hour course? They said only 1 hour. I said, done. It'll be 1 hour and it'll be easier for me to put together anyway.
And so, it's super reasonably priced, right?
Yeah, it was $30 a piece.
Okay, so $30 for one course.
Or $75 for the bundle.
For the bundle. So they're saving $15 off of that. Now, what I didn't know is that you said, I'm going to be adding to this bundle. And when I add to it, you're not going to have to pay extra.
Well, that was the impulse buy. but when I relaunch it, I'm going to up the price. And okay, I never said how many courses I'm going to add to it. I still have no idea how many.
Okay, good.
I never said. It could be one more. I have no idea.
So you've never launched anything like this before.
No.
You've created your courses. All right, cool. You got the courses. They're in Kajabi. They're ready to go. You've got your order form. You've got your pricing, your packaging, your offer, you know, the urgency, if you will, to purchase. Now what? How do you essentially launch these before?
I email my list and I post it on Instagram. And then I set up just a couple of ads to the wait list and to my email list. And that was really it.
So you didn't, if I'm not mistaken, you didn't hit your wait list first, right? You offered it to them second, or what did you?
I offered it to everyone. I emailed them first. They got a couple extra emails.
Right, for the wait list.
The wait list people got to think like a couple, like I think I sent them maybe five, like an email a day, where like my main list got like two emails.
Okay. Over what time period were you sending your emails here?
5 days.
5 days of emails, and you did social media posts around it, selling either a $30 course or the three course bundle for $75.
Yes. That you can only get in for 5 days at that price. Otherwise, I'm closing up so that I can add more content.
Yep.
And then when I add more content, I'm going to open it up again for a higher price, which I never disclosed what the higher price would be.
Love it. So there's some, you know, there's urgency there and some scarcity there. Like true, like you, this is the, you know, the, you're not, this is not false or out of integrity or anything like that. Like this is what you're doing. And
I'm not lying, because I really have no idea when I'm opening up or how many I'm going to add. I'm being honest.
Right. And so you did quite well in the launch. Are you open to sharing what you did in the launch?
Sure. I did over 10,000 in 5 days.
So what breakdown of, do you know the breakdown that took the one course or the bundle?
I think three people bought in an individual course. Yeah. The rest of them bought the bundle.
So over 10K on a $90, let's call it a $75 offer.
Yes.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. I didn't know the breakdown of that took the, and I've actually forgotten what the bundle price was. Is amazing. Yeah. So what percentage of the people do you know this number? What percentage of your wait list took you up on the offer?
I honestly don't know, because I feel like everyone was either probably on my wait list or my main list. So yeah. I honestly haven't analyzed like the crossover,
Okay.
But I really marketed it to my already audience. I didn't try to find, I mean, maybe some brand new people might've found me through like someone sharing my ad, but I wasn't trying to find any cold. I had 5 days to just pull this off to see if I had something.
I
kept saying to you, I'm like, I don't know if this is going to, like, it's going to work. You just keep saying it's going to work.
Well, this is really testament to, and I'm so glad you're bringing that up. Like, you're like, look, I just launched this to my list. Like, this is my warm audience here. I have my email list. I've built my wait list, and I have a really good following on Instagram that have really good engagement and relationships with the people who follow me on Instagram. And you like, let's put it out there and see what happens. Right. Mm-hmm. It is opposite. When we talked about this, it's opposite of what I normally teach. I normally teach, you know, sell the course first and then create it. But you had this content either way. You knew you're going to do it. You knew you had interest in it. So it's like, let's put it out there. It didn't take you a ton of time to put the courses together. I mean, absolutely love it, obviously. And the results speak for it. What did you learn during this process? What kind of, you know, what came up for you was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. Or maybe on the flip side, like, oh, this is way so much easier than I thought it might be.
It was easier. I mean, I did realize that I was onto something, that my audience needed this clearly, because the interest was there with, you know, minimal promotion.
Yeah.
I realized that clearly I'm capable. My audience needs this, and I can be that person to provide this resource for them.
Absolutely. And you were doing this by yourself again. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk a little bit about the team, because one of the goals that you joined the Accelerator Mastermind for was like, all right, look, I'm one person, you know, again, going back to how we started this conversation, I have a full-time job. I have two kids, I have a young family, and I'm already creating these resources for Teachers Pay Teachers. And I want to start this other part of the business. I speak. and I have a short window here where you get out for the summertime and you want to take things to the next level in the business, building the team and getting some help was one of the things that you wanted to focus on, in addition to what we just talked about. How do you create the courses and package and price all that stuff and get people to buy? So take us through what your team looks like right now, because you are pretty much a one-woman show for your business. You have some help, right?
I do have help. But I mean, hey, I'll take even, you know, child care. I have help. It's not But I do have a couple VAs that I've started, you know, throughout the years delegating a little bit. I started with, you know, just hiring someone to edit my resources. That was a big step for me, to pay someone to look at my stuff before it's out there, but it made it more polished and professional. Then I, you know, paid someone to help me with Tailwind so that I'm not constantly pinning up myself. So that I have. I now have someone that I pay to do some graphics and images for me. So I'm not like, so like when I was my ad stuff, I didn't make it. I couldn't do it all, but now I'm trying to look into what can I delegate more. I'm looking at, okay, so I just did this launch. What can I, you know, I didn't edit my own videos. I found someone on Upwork to do it. I realized I couldn't do it all myself. So I was realizing through this process, if I was going to pull it off, I had to ask for more help. And it's a matter of now looking into relaunching and making more courses. What more can I hand off? You know, I realized, okay, I got the same like five questions throughout the entire launch. Mm-hmm. Can I have someone else send that answer for me? Does it have to be me?
Absolutely.
Do I have to be the one? I have to be the one that uploaded all the videos to Kajabi and wait for it to load? You know, someone else couldn't be the one to do that. So I have to figure out who those people are. And I'm right now starting by looking at the people I'm already working with and seeing what other skills they have. So I've been kind of.
How did you find those people that are currently working with you?
Through the TPT community, there's people that are familiar with our work and our skill set and just recommendations.
Okay. So. I mean, I first of all, I want to acknowledge you. You know, a lot of people, you know, up to this point, you're pretty self-taught, right? You're learning. You're like, I need to nurture my email, you know, the people on my email list. How the heck do I do that? Okay, I'm going to figure that out. Or I'm going to run ads, or I'm going to learn Kajabi, like all this stuff. You're like, all right, I'm going to do it and I'm going to learn it and I'll figure it out as I go. And, you know, you're hiring people to help you out with these different types of things and you're beginning to delegate. I want to acknowledge you for all these things. And you've had amazing success in, you know, and I'm going to say a short time. It might seem like a long time, but like, you created this amazing momentum in your business. And now I think, as I've been telling you for a while now, like sky's the limit on what you want to create here. And you've already seen this, right? With the opportunity and the success you've had in this launch. Now, one of the questions that came up for me as you were talking about the types of people or what they're helping you with, how did you show them what you wanted them to do, like posting or, you know, what have you? That's one of the challenges that people have is like, well, I want help here, but I don't know how to show somebody what I want done because I can do it the best.
I chose to work with people that already knew what they were doing. You know, I might be paying a little bit extra for that, but I don't have the time to train. I did get on a call, you know, calls with them and explain, okay, this is my strategy and this is, you know, it might be a little bit different, but then, and I just, you know, in the beginning I monitored and worked with them to tweak some things and now I'm hands off.
Love it. Love it. Do you mind sharing the question that you and I are going back and forth on in the Accelerator Facebook group right now about sort of your next level of hiring, right? You're trying to figure out like, what kind of role, am I on the right path? Am I thinking about this the right way? You know, is it a project manager? Is it an assistant? Is it like, do you mind sharing that?
I'm really at like, I just have no idea. That's I feel like I want to just delegate. So I want to delegate more, but how do I keep, I feel like I'm collecting VAs. Like I don't want to keep on just shelling out money for VAs and not getting the return that I feel like I should be getting. I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing. If I'm going to be hiring. So it's a matter of, do I want to just, you know, if I need a quick sales page, do I hire someone just for that quick thing? Or do I have someone that is capable of doing a couple different tasks, and when that one task comes about, they can do it. I'm just I didn't go to school for business. I'm a speech language pathologist. Yeah. I don't know anything about this kind of stuff. So
the questions that you're asking and how you're thinking about it is so common. I hear it from entrepreneurs pretty much on a daily basis. It's like, all right, I need all these things done. I recognize what I want to get off my plate. I'm just not sure how to do that and what type of person I want, or I probably, quote unquote, should be getting to do these things. Or maybe it's more than one person, right? So mm-hmm. the exercise I had Hallie do, first and foremost, is keep track of everything you're doing in your business. Write down, okay, I sat down to start work at 8:30 or 9 or whatever time it is, and I did XYZ for the first 45 minutes of the first hour or whatever that might be. And just keep track of that for like 7 to 10 days. Everything you do in your business, write it down. Everything from I answered this email to I wrote this email to I went on Facebook and I wasted time for 20 minutes. Whatever it might be, keep track of all that stuff, because then you can start to categorize that and put values towards it. We've talked about this on the podcast before. Put values on the types of things that you're spending your time on, and then look to get those, you know, lower value tasks, if you will, off of your plate first, so that you can be ensuring that you're spending your time on the highest value tasks. So that was the first thing that Hallie did. And now she's like, all right, I'm pretty clear on what I'm doing and now what I want to get off my plate. Now she's saying like, well, I want some help on emails and I want some help on this and that. Is this one person? Is it two people? Is this a full-time employee? You know, that's the sort of the conversation that we're having right now. So what are the types of things that you're looking to get off your plate now?
I have no idea.
I put you on the spot.
That's what I'm still trying to decide, because like I've been doing this by myself for so long. Like, yes, responding to an email might have only taken me 2 minutes, but those 2 minutes, how many times a day took me away from recording another course that I could add to my site so that I can finally launch this thing again.
Totally.
It all adds up. So I'm still trying to decide where that's, you know, kind of what I'm working through, trying to figure out what can I delegate that doesn't have to be me.
Yeah.
I do like to be approachable, and I still want people to feel like they're, when they are contacting me, it's me. Mm-hmm. And when they're working with me, it's me. I still want them to feel like I'm a small shot. Like, even like, yeah. I want to be big.
Sure.
I still want them to feel like I'm not one of those big brand companies that's the why they're coming to me is because I'm not one of them. So I'm trying to stay true to being personable and approachable, yet I need to be realistic, and I want to be able to grow without burning myself out.
Totally. And you only have so many hours in a day. Mm-hmm. You have other priorities in your life as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how do I create this scalable intimacy, if you will, so that I can continue to serve and provide for my community and add value to them, but while also knowing that you have other things going on in your life as well. So that's something that we're going to be working on in the group. And I think that's going to be even more of a game changer. And especially, you know, we're recording this at the very end of July right now. When do you go back to school?
After Labor Day.
After another 5 or 6 weeks now, you're probably not wanting to think about that right now.
Not at all.
But so then that adds in a whole other layer, right, of complexity, if you will, to your mm-hmm. schedule. And so what's next for you? You know, aside from the team, we're going to get the team squared away, but what do you think is next for you? Where are you going to take this? You've had, you know, you've seen amazing success. You've validated what you thought might be an opportunity. Mm-hmm. What's next for you, you think?
I want to add a couple more courses to the site and relaunch it to people on my list that missed out. I've already people emailing me saying, oh, I just got this email. I just went back to work. I just got this email. So many people on my list have their work email as their email, so they didn't even see it. And they're finally like checking their work email. They just found out about it. So I want to open it up again to my audience, say, hey, it's available again. Yes, it's higher price now. You missed out. I want to still be true to that. But then I want to see where I can take it. Like, I want to eventually make it evergreen. So I want to be able to help speech language pathologists when they need it. I want to market to school districts and associations and say, hey, this is available. If you don't want to fly me out, you can purchase this for your team. And I want to go that route.
I love it. You know, I would say you could do like licenses, if you will, for mm-hmm. school districts, like how, you know, it's this price for this many and this price for this many and so on.
Mm-hmm. That's my goal.
A lot of different things. I love it. Hallie, thank you so much for being open and sharing all this. I think this is something that, as I mentioned at the very beginning, that my audience here can relate to so much of what you have gone through, are going through, and you know, you've broken down the launch and how you built the list and so forth, and so much to take away from this conversation. So thank you for being so open and you know, available as far as bringing this story to the podcast. I want to make sure that people can connect with you. They want to connect with you. They want to learn about you. What's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. The best way, they can go to my website, speechtimefun.com, or they can follow me on Instagram at speechtimefun. My waitlist, they want to check out my waitlist because it's right now back to the waitlist page. It's speechtimefun.com/PD. So they can check out that waitlist page that, you know, attracted all those people. and eventually that'll be opened up again.
And you can see what she's doing. Speechtimefun.com and at speechtimefun on Instagram. The wait list for that program is speechtimefun.com/PD.
Yes. Correct.
Got it. Awesome. Hallie, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, two quick announcements. There are 15 spots, as I mentioned at the top of the show, which are now open for my Accelerator Mastermind. This is a new group which runs from October 2019 to March 2020. So if you're an online expert, meaning you're an online educator, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, this is your opportunity to inject coaching, support, and accountability to finish off the year, and also to roll into 2020 with some big time momentum. So if you've already achieved a certain level of success, but you're now spinning your wheels to get to that next level, maybe it's six figures, maybe it's seven figures, you very likely do not need another course, my friends, or to read more books to get there. If you're ready for coaching, if you're ready for support and accountability in taking your online expert business to that next level, then my 6-month Accelerator Mastermind may be for you. So to learn more, you can fill out the application there and schedule a free strategy session with me to find out if you might be a fit for the next 6-month Accelerator Mastermind, which kicks off in October. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Also, one of my goals here with the podcast is to have as big an impact as possible. And one of the ways to do that is to increase visibility on platforms like Apple Podcasts or iTunes, as it once was, through people who subscribe and the ratings and reviews for the show. At the time recording this episode, we're at 548 5-star ratings and reviews. Unfortunately, you can't tell how many subscribers that you have. Thank you to everybody who has left a 5-star rating review for the show. I super appreciate it. My goal is to get to 750 5-star ratings and reviews by the end of Q3, which is September 30th. So that means 202 more 5-star ratings reviews by September 30th. We can totally do that. So here's what I'd love for you to do. After you subscribe to the podcast, leave a quick, honest rating and review for the show on Apple Podcasts there, and take a simple screenshot and DM me that screenshot on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready. Now, when we hit 750 ratings and reviews, I'm going to do a raffle of everyone who sent me their screenshot, and I'm going to give away a book bundle of my top 10 business and mindset books to a winner. I've shared my favorite business and mindset books here on the podcast before, late 2018. I've actually added to that list since, and I've read some amazing books lately. So thank you so much for your support of the show. I super appreciate it, and I do not take your attention lightly. Coming up on the podcast, got another quick tip episode coming your way. And this one is, if you do what I talk about in this quick tip episode, your business will completely transform. And I'm not just saying that as all hypey or whatever, 100% true. I'm going to be talking about it coming up in the next quick tip episode. So until then, and as always, my friends, keep testing your online marketing to find out what works for you and your business. Then do more what's working, right? I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry. There's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday. where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about five simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.